from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 2 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, an off-duty Patterson police officer is charged in connection with a brutal assault at a local bar. The local prosecutor says Officer Valentin Torres and another man, identified as Jonathan Cristobal, attacked someone at the Mancora Lounge early on the morning of August 23rd. Prosecutors say Cristobal handed the 33-year-old cop a stolen handgun before punching the victim in the face, knocking out several teeth. Torres is accused of holding the gun as his accomplice threw the punch. Torres was later pulled over by Patterson police and charged with DUI. He now also faces weapons and conspiracy charges. Vice presidential nominees J.D. Vance and Tim Walz have used their time on the debate stage to focus the bulk of their attacks not on one another, but on those at the top of their rival tickets. Still, Tim Walz is trying to explain why he said he was in Hong Kong during the Tiananmen Square protests when he wasn't.
Was as I got there that summer and misspoke on this, so I will just, that's what I've said. So I was in Hong Kong and China during the democracy protests.
During Tuesday's debate hosted by CBS News, Walz said he had not been perfect and defended his travels in China, saying he was trying to understand the world by traveling there as a teacher. Nearly 3 in 5 working Americans say they are behind where they should be with their retirement savings, according to Bankrate. To catch up, Ken Kamen at CW Advisors Group in Hamilton says if you can save 10% of your income in a 401k, that's great. Find out if a company offers 401k matching.
If a company says they'll match 50% of the first $6,000 you put in, find a way to put $6,000 in because they're going to give you $3,000, which is going to grow tax-free.
He says watch your spending, scale back on going out to pricey restaurants, because if you don't cut back now, he says you'll never be able to enjoy them in the future. A raccoon that fought with two dogs near Frost Avenue in East Brunswick last week has tested positive for rabies, according to the Middlesex County Office of Health Services. The department did not say if either of the dogs were bit, but said no humans were exposed. It's the county's 5th reported rabid animal and the 2nd in East Brunswick this year. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. Are we getting nice skies the rest of the week? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey Fast Traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. There are 3 cold fronts on the horizon for New Jersey. Now, the first 2, tonight and Saturday morning, won't do much. Maybe a few light showers around. The third one, Monday morning, will drive in some rain showers and then knock temperatures backwards for next week with some wind, too. So that's one to watch. For tonight, chance of a sprinkle, then clearing skies and cool temperatures overnight. Lows dip into the mid-50s. And tomorrow, a beautiful day from start to finish. Mostly sunny, dry, and mild. Highs in the lower 70s. Very nice on Friday. We'll go from sun to clouds. Highs in the mid-70s. And then along comes the first weekend of October. There is a chance of a shower early Saturday, then partly sunny skies. High Saturday in the upper 70s. Plenty of sunshine on Sunday, coming down to the lower 70s. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Right now in Hackensack, it is 66 degrees. New Brunswick, 69. And Evesham, 71. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.